League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Raven thinks the best way to shame his wife for what she did is to do it live on the air. I don't think this is going to end well.
Sometimes you warn somebody of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you explain to them why it is that you feel the way that you feel about something. And then defiantly, for no reason whatsoever, they do it anyways. They go headlong into it. When it's a child, Anna, you know, you can explain that.
Uh-huh.
There's a rational reason. It's just their minds aren't formed. Uh-huh. When you're talking about another adult person.
Yes.
It's terrible intent at the very least.
Stop stalling. It's time to talk to your wife, Alicia.
Okay. Good morning, dear.
Alicia, Raven told me that you were eating pizza-scented crackers in bed, and he thinks it's disgusting.
Well, the crackers weren't very good. They were actually pita chip puffs, and they were cheese pizza flavored, and I thought they would taste like similar to like the Goldfish pizza ones, because I like those. No, they were actually really stinky. But, I did eat them in bed every once in a while. You know, if I've had a couple drinks, I'll have some pretzels in bed or something. And he thinks that's gross.
No.
I don't think there's anything gross about it.
Me and the dogs are in bed. Alicia comes home from being out with her girlfriends, comes trouncing up. First off, the dogs are all woken now. Everybody's fired up. And then she wants to talk my face off when she gets home on top of it. I'm a good sport this time. I typically am like, no, I'm sleeping. Leave it alone. But I'm listening. I'm trying to be there. She's like, I'm going to get a snack. I tell her, do not bring a snack in here. That's disgusting. I don't want to smell it. No. She already smells like drinks. So now she goes out. She's like, no. She goes and gets the snack, comes back up and starts eating this bag. It smelled horrific. And then she was like touching me with him.
No, I wasn't.
Yes,
I was
you
messing
were.
With him. I was like holding it over by his face so he could smell it.
You Wait. Put a chip in my hair.
Oh,
okay?
God.
Don't act
that's,
like I
That's
did.
Two dirty martinis talking.
I dropped it by accident.
Oh, you dropped
you know what?
It.
On your head.
This food in bed thing is ridiculous. He acts like I'm eating a steak in bed. I will have like pretzels or like a snack, and I'm not like throwing them in the bed. He forgets that. Before we lived together and he had his own place, this man would order a pizza or a pasta dish and eat his food in bed.
Babe, that apartment was so small, there was no table.
I don't care.
There was no table.
I don't care.
The TV was on top of the dresser. Do you remember?
Well, you say it's disgusting, but I mean, you see full meals and all three meals a day in your bed. So I don't know what you're talking about.
When have you evolved, Raven, into a non-bed eater?
I would say probably as soon as I got a table back.
Okay, good.
Right. I had a table before that, by the way, too, and that's where I would also eat.
You had a kitchen, whatever.
All right, I think we put it to you. 1-800-330-9999. Eating in bed, is it ever okay? What are the rules at your house? You can call or text. Raven over here just shaming his wife. She had a couple cocktails, brought some crackers into bed. Next thing you know, he's freaking out because she's eating in bed.
Envision this, all right? I'm asleep soundly. The dogs and I, everything is quiet around the house. Boom! The door opens. The lights are on all throughout the house. She comes in and she wants to just talk. On top of it, not only is she talking like crazy, but she's brought the stinkiest chips in existence. They're cheese pizza chips, and the whole room reeks of cheese pizza and a brewery.
So you're saying you didn't enjoy that?
Oh. And then she dropped one on me.
What's your policy about eating in bed? I'm looking over our Facebook page, and Lisa wrote, if it's jelly beans or chocolate, it's okay because there's no crumbs.
I mean, but chocolate, if you drop it, okay, and then you sit on it, then it gets hot. Now it's melted into the sheets. Now it's nasty.
I'm torn about this because when I was younger, I would definitely eat things in bed. But as I've gotten older as a mom, now I don't like it in my bed. I don't want the kids to eat it in their room.
That's right,
because
it makes a mess. Reese's Pieces cups, by the way, they're flaky. Okay, chocolate comes off of them. Snickers, flaky.
But sometimes it's so cozy. What do you think? What are the rules of eating in bed at your house? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
No, for me, that is a hard no. There is just not one food that should be eaten in the bedroom ever. And I'll even take it a step farther. Like, no drinks either. If I need a water before bed, no, I'm going to drink it in the bathroom and leave it there, because I just, you know, you just know that that water glass is going to, like, you're going to reach over to turn your lamp on or something in the middle of the night. You're going to just knock it all over the place.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, that is the worst. I hate when the water falls over, and then now my nightstand is full of, like, a lake. It's terrible. Still, I gotta have my water. This is my oasis.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your eating in bed policy?
Wrong. You don't eat in bed.
Right.
Ever?
Unless you're sick and you're feeding the person.
Well, yeah. Somebody actually wrote on our Facebook page that unless they're recovering from surgery,
right,
or they're so sick that they cannot leave the bed, then it's the only time that it's acceptable.
Here, one other exactly. way is that you're traveling to another planet. Interstellar travel, and the only room you have on the spaceship is your bed. Then you eat there. Sure.
Okay. Hannah and Raven, what's your eating in bed policy?
Go for it. I'm on Alicia's side.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, everything? Like pizza? Like pizza grease on your sheets? How do you sleep knowing that there's pizza grease on your sheets?
The only thing I have a problem with is my husband does the same thing. When he drinks, he doesn't shut up.
Yeah, talk my face off for an hour and 15 minutes. It's like 3 a.m. and she's dropping chips in my hair now. And those chips were stinky, man.
Yeah.
Stinky.
Anna and Raven, what's your eating in bed policy?
Absolutely not. 100% on Raven's side. That is your clean, zen area. No food ever.
I think that the food tray for in the bed is terrible. I think that it's a scam. I think it's a burden that's been put on the human race.
Mm.
Terrible, terrible choice by engineering back in the day.
Why do they call it breakfast in bed if you actually can't eat breakfast in bed? Like, you should be able to eat some things in bed. Like ice cream sundaes? Reese's peanut butter cup sundaes?
No. No.
What?
What? You go get them. You eat them there, or you eat them in the car, or you eat them in your living room. Why would you bring them to bed?
Because, like, it's like a comfort food. You eat it, and then you go to sleep while you're watching a movie.
Oh, my gosh.
There's some exceptions, I think. 1-800-330-9999. What's your eating in bed policy? You can call or text.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.